Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. German pharmaceutical and life sciences giant Bayer has agreed to pay more than $10 billion to settle tens of thousands of current and potential U.S. claims that its weed killer Roundup causes cancer. The world's largest seed and agrochemical maker announced the settlement in a news release on Wednesday, saying it will allocate as much as $9.6 billion to resolve current Roundup litigation. The company said the pool will cover roughly 125,000 claims that allege the product's leads to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The company said 75% of those cases were resolved as part of Wednesday's agreement. The Washington Post reports that the company will also set aside $1.25 billion for a separate class agreement for potential future claims, which will be subject to approval in the U.S. court for the Northern District of California. Bayer emphasized that the settlement was not to be taken as admission of liability or wrongdoing. Rather, it allows the company to bring a long period of uncertainty to an end. That's according to Chief Executive Werner Baumann. Officials with U.S. Customs and Border Protection intercepted over 19,000 pounds of prohibited pork, chicken, beef, and duck products arriving from China at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. According to officials' CBP statement, most of the animal products were mixed in boxes of headphones, door locks, kitchenware, and other things such as swim fins, trash bags, and cell phone covers. CBP agricultural specialists identified, examined, and seized 12 shipments containing a total of 834 cartons that lacked the required USDA entry documentation. In the first 5 months of fiscal year 2020, the interception of prohibited meats from China at the LA Long Beach seaport has increased 70% compared with the same time period a year ago. Aside from CBP's work with the USDA on monitoring container ships coming to the country, airline passengers bringing in prohibited items remain a top priority, even with international flights down substantially due to COVID-19. Ken Herringer, Executive Director of Agricultural Programs and Trade Liaisons for CBP, explained this in the March 2020 edition of the Foreign Animal Disease Preparation Bulletin. And due to the ongoing concern regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, the excitement of the Royal will have to wait another year. The Royal's board of directors made the decision to cancel the 2020 Royal Agricultural Winter Fair, originally scheduled for November 6th to the 15th at Exhibition Place in Toronto, Canada. The treasured annual tradition will return better than ever, they say, in 2021. They say that over the past several months, they've experienced an unprecedented disruption to our daily lives, and we're redefining how we live, work, and play. Ultimately, our decision is grounded in our community to help ensure the health and well-being of our community at large. That's according to Charlie Johnstone, the Chief Executive Officer at the Royal. The National Grain and Feed Association and the North American Grain Export Association announced they strongly support legislation that would reauthorize and improve the U.S. Grain Standards Act. The Senate Ag Committee will consider the bill reauthorizing the U.S. Grain Standards Authorization Act for another 5 years during a June 24th business meeting. With this edition of Inside Agriculture, I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Make sure you stick around. Eric will be back with much more Inside Agriculture right after this. Stay here for more ag and weather updates all day.